is a mid-century modern home. This view is fantastic. The lighting is great.
You like it?
Yeah, do you?
This is good. I'm very happy.
Excuse me, is your name Simon?
Yes,
it is you. We went to school together.
This is my wife, Robin. This is, I didn't get your name.
Gordon Mosley.
Gordo.
Gordo?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to recognize you.
It's been a very, very long time.
Welcome home, smiley face Gordo.
How do you think he got our address?
That's an expensive bottle of wine. We should thank him.
I believe that the bad things in life, they can be a gift. That guy's odd.
He's a little socially awkward, but I can be like that.
Gordo, hi.
Hi. After high school, some people stay exactly the same.
Thank you.
He's delusional, thinks that we're friends.
Thanks for a lovely dinner.
Fish food. You don't find that a little troubling?
I said that I wanted fish.
And all the visits when you're alone. They used to call him Gordo the Weirdo.
I think he's nice, and he's been very generous.
What you're talking about is a one-sided friendship. You're essentially being forced into a breakup.
There's no easy way to say this. Don't visit us anymore.
This must be clearly a good weekend for films, because this is the third movie I didn't saw this week where, I gotta say, I liked it. I liked it a lot. People, we're talking about The Gift, Joel Edgerton's directorial debut. And I gotta say, people, you gotta excuse me. It's like 5 a.m. on a fucking Wednesday night. After the screener we had or whatever, I went out straight drinking. And I don't know how the fuck I'm just now getting home, but whatever. So, The Gift, man. All I gotta say is a great fucking film, man. That ending is everything. I mean, you know, that's the thing about suspense and thrillers, is that ending is really what's going to sell your suspense or thriller film. And I got to say, that ending in here kicked all kinds of ass. I'm all for it. I would say this is probably Blumhouse's second best picture, Whiplash being the first one, of course. This is being their second. And so we got a family. Jason Bateman plays Simon, Rebecca Hall, Robin. They moved back to L.A., where Simon is originally from. They moved to Chicago, moved back to L.A. due to some work he got running a, well, not running, but pretty much working his way up the ladder of this security system company for bigger, larger companies and stuff. Excuse me, goddamn, I drink too much. Anyway, and next you know, they go to the store to buy some furniture and blankets and shit like that. Joel Edgerton, like I said, it's probably one of the problems with the film, is what a coincidence that he'd roll into the guy. I mean, it just seems like one big all-ass coincidence that, oh, Joel Edgerton knew he came back into town and be at that store where he's at and follow him around, shit like that. But, excuse me, people, I don't know where the fuck this nose shit came from. But, so, you know, he introduced himself. He's like, hey, I'm Gordo, you remember me? And we're here to think throughout the movie, at least from how there's marketing, is that Joel Edgerton is pretty fucking crazy. He's batshit crazy. But the longer the movie goes on, we start to notice that Jason Bateman probably isn't the guy that he probably is, and that maybe Joel Edgerton was the one who plays Gordo, was probably the one who was wronged in the whole situation back in high school. And even today, we still find out that Jason Bateman, aka Simon in here, is the one that's probably still playing games. We learn a little background story of Rebecca Hall. From what I'm taking it is, they had a kid about a year ago, but she was doing drugs and pills and over-the-counter medications, and she lost the baby. So they're trying hard pretty much to just start a new family and stuff like that. And Joel Edgerton is barely in this film, people. There's a quick scene where usually, well, it's pretty much a synopsis, but there's probably a scene where after Simon tells him, don't come near my family more, Joel Edgerton is out of the film for damn near, I want to say, 20 minutes. But Rebecca Hall, Robin, she's kind of obsessed with the idea that maybe Gordo's stalking her. She's having some mental issues, going back to her old phases and shit like that. But Simon continues to tell her, hey, just move on, let's get on with our lives. Because pretty much, he don't want her to dig up any more of what she needs to dig up. She later digs up that the reason why Gordo is, you know, doing what he does is because Simon, back when they were kids, had Gordo shipped away because he claimed that Gordo was being sexually molested. And at first, I first thought that, okay, was Jason Bateman the guy that molested him or something like that? And then we later find out that Jason Bateman character Simon was a bully. He made that whole story up. His father, Gordo's father, was arrested for beating on him and shit like that, for finding out that, you know, he was sexually molested and stuff. And you know how some of these religious parents get, they feel like, oh, something's wrong with my child now because he's been in this situation, so I have to beat the shit out of him or something like that. It pretty much ruined Joe Edgerton's life here. I mean, it pretty much hung a cloud on him. Meanwhile, Simon here, his character is just continuing to rise to the top, but yet Gordo is just, like, pretty much facing a lot of hardships and hard times and stuff like that. I mean, there's even a scene where he's apparently he, like, switches through jobs. He's, like, limo driver for some rich mansion house, and he invites him over for dinner, and then we later find out that that's not even his fucking house and shit. And what I love about this movie, though, it's a psychological thriller. Everybody knows I love thrillers, but it's more of a revenge film. And as fucked up as what Joel Edgerton did, I gotta say, man, there's no better, sweeter revenge than how he played this out, people. So basically, I don't even know where to start with this, people. I'm about to get in some spoiler territory, obviously, because this movie's spoilers. But the later the film goes on, you know, Rebecca Hall, she finds out later, you know, everything that Simon has done. She's just like, call him, make it right, fix it, apologize to him. But then this is when the true side of Jason Bateman comes out. I mean, he starts beating on Joel Edgerton's character, Gordo. And he's telling him, you stay the hell away from my family or I'll end you and shit like that. I mean, bruise his face up, putting it into the pavement. And he goes back and tells the wife, everything's good now. Everything's golden or whatever and stuff. And that doesn't fly with Gordo. Gordo, nah, he's not done with that shit. But then we later find out that, okay, you see in the trailer when that rock or that brick gets smashed through Simon's window. That wasn't Gordo. Joel Edgerton. That was some other guy that Jason Bateman's character fucked over by spreading some nasty emails and rumors around the office just so Jason Bateman can get this promotion to pretty much be the top guy. And you start to wonder, like, okay, this guy is clearly fucked in his mind. Even Rebecca Hall starting to see it where she's just like, yeah, I don't think I should be around this guy anymore or something like that. And plus, I'm pregnant now. I'm about to go into labor. And she goes in labor, she gives birth, and she's just looking at Joel Edgerton, no, not Joel Edgerton, so Jason Bateman, she's like, I can't go back to that house, I don't want to be around you anymore, and I can't be around that house. And this just blows up in Jason Bateman's face, because he later finds out that he gets fired from that position, because they later find out that he was once spreading some nasty, hateful, wrong accusations about this guy. So they fire his ass, he gets back home. And people, I'm wrapping up the ending here of this movie because I thought it was just done so beautiful. There's more gifts laid there, you know, because Joel Edgerton keeps leaving crappy-ass gifts on the fucking doorstep. There was even one gift where I thought he fucking kidnapped the dog and shit like that. Maybe he did. They never showed who took the dog. Dog returned. But I was like, leave that fucking dog alone, okay? If you want to fucking kidnap dog, kidnap that ugly-ass dog or whatever the hell that thing was and Shaun the Sheep. But, God damn, people, I don't know what the fuck wrong with my nose here. But anyway, Jason Bateman opens his package up, and it's like a crib of some sort, you know, like a kind of a stroller type deal. And inside the stroller is three packages. He opens the first one. They numbered 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I laid a roll 2, 3 down on you, whatever. He opens the first one. It's a key. And Simon is kind of looking at it like, what the fuck is this key for? Then he saw Simon sticks it in the door of his front door, and he realizes, oh shit, this unlocks my door. The second key. I mean, the second package. It's a audio recorder. Disc, though, style. He plays it. It says, play me. He plays it, and it goes over when Gordo left him in his so-called house by himself, and he's recording pretty much with Simon is saying. And Simon's going off like, Jason Bateman was hilarious in this fucking movie, especially in this scene, whatever. He's like, the guy's a fucking weirdo, or whatever. He was just going off on him in this scene. It was funny as shit, but literally know that Gordo recorded all that shit. Third tape, it said, play me. DVD. It records Gordo watching his wife over a numerous time, amount of time. And I'm talking about Simon's wife, Robin here. numerous times. And then earlier in the movie, Robin had an attack where, you know, she drank some Gatorade, but we thought it was a panic attack she was having because she was so stressed out. We later find out that that Gatorade was drugged by Gordo. And Simon, he has like this phobia of monkeys. Gordo sneaks into the house. And this is that scene, people, where you see Simon, a.k.a. Jason Bateman, looking at the TV and crying or whatever and shit. He sees Gordo goes in the house, and as Robin is unconscious on the floor, the camera points up at a mirror, and you see this guy, you don't know who it is, but we're expecting this Joel Edgerton, with a monkey mask on, rubbing all up on Robin and stuff while she's pouting. He even lays her on the bed, and then he starts rubbing her legs, and then the camera just shuts off. So now, he put this thought in his head, in Simon's head, that now you need to understand that, is that baby yours or is it mine now? And the ending was so fucking good to this film, man. It had everyone hating Jason Bateman. It had everyone in gawking at the fact that that's probably not even his child now. And the way Joel Edgerton, Gordo, handles it too, he gives him a call and he's just like, I'll tell you one thing. I didn't touch your wife. And then Simon's kind of relieved, but then he's just like, or maybe I did. See, that's something you have to live with now for the rest of your life, because it's going to play with your mind just like you played with my mind. And you hear Simon apologizing, and Gordo's just telling him, apologies are no longer accepted at this point no more. You've pushed me to this brink, and now I have to push back. All right? Joel Edgerton was fucking phenomenal. And then the acting here was top-notch. The only problem I had with the acting here was Rebecca Hall. There's some scenes in here where I just thought, she's okay, I guess, whatever. But there were some scenes I thought she was just downright terrible. Especially when she's arguing with Simon in the kitchen. I thought this scene was just fucking terrible. She was not delivering her lines the way I thought she would. I don't know if it's just the way they wrote it for her. Or, you know, I do know, whatever. It wasn't the way they wrote it for her. Because the way they wrote it for her was just perfect. It was the way she delivered it. I thought her delivery on it was pretty fucking weak as hell. But other than that, I really had no other problems with the film. I mean, the shots were really well. I gotta say, Blumhouse really did amp up the anticipation and, you know, the intensity in this film by switching from one thing, thinking that Gordo is this creepy thing, but there's so much mystery here, to Simon's background and this whole story of molestation and shit, which went even further than that. It was just incredible how they handled it. I think that I would say that the middle part, it kind of slowed down for a little bit when Gordo's off screen, because it's just them, Simon and Robin, pretty much getting their life back together, and, you know, getting their, they're having their baby showers and shit like that, and the family time, you know, reconnecting and stuff, pretty much leaving Gordo out of their life. I would say that got a little kind of boring, kind of should have wrapped it up. Maybe it could have took about 10, 15 minutes off of the film. But I thought that where it really suited the strong point was towards that ending when it all finally kicked in, because, you know, that's the thing about a thriller or suspense thriller film like this, is that the ending really needs to be a good payoff for you to kind of forgive whatever crappy middle that they had. Or not even say that this was crappy, it's easy to follow, and I thought it was coherent and stuff like that. The problem with it was that I thought it just slowed down just a little bit and took away some of the intensity it had going from the beginning of the film. Wendell Pierce is in here, great actor in here. He's only in here for about a couple of, probably a minute at the most. But one thing I did like about this film too is nothing here, out of all the Blumhouse production films, this is one of the first ones, especially with Whiplash, one of the many first that I felt like nothing here felt cheap. Which is why I think that the horror genre itself is stupid as shit, is because the problem with Blumhouse is they like to amp up this supernatural shit in here. I think that they use some of the same techniques that they use in their horror films, but the difference here is that there's no supernatural shit. It's actually just a human being, and it's more of a, like I said, it's a psychological thriller where, and a mystery for that matter, a psychological thriller, mystery, and a revenge film all in one here, and you don't know where it's going to end up here until later the pieces start to come, and you just go like, yeah, something's not right with Simon here. After you thinking he is a good guy looking out for his family, but then we later find out he really just is a bully. That was another thing, too. Whenever Rebecca Hall said that, you're just a bully. I was just like, bitch, shut the fuck up. You couldn't get a better actress than this? I mean, this easily could have been this year's Gone Girl. Very shorter version of Gone Girl at the most. But I just don't think that... what's this girl's name? Rebecca Hall was as strong as... Rosamund Pike. Yeah, I don't think that she was nowhere near as good as that girl. I would say that Jason Bateman, I thought he was better than Ben Affleck. And, you know, Joel Edgerton was phenomenal in here. I mean, you really didn't know where the guy was coming from as far as what he was doing. And I just love that sweet, bitter fucking revenge. After Jason Bateman ruined his life like the way he did, the way he got his revenge and his vengeance, man, everybody knows I Saw the Devil is one of my favorite films because I love how the protagonist got his vengeance, but you really don't know. It's like, wow, he really had to stoop this low just to feel, you know, satisfied at least feeling that he got even at least. And here, this is another one of those films where I think that the revenge was, ooh, I wouldn't know how to take this because it pretty much ends the movie with Joel Edgerton walking away and Jason Bateman getting that one last look at that that child and realizing, oh my God, that baby looks nothing like me. And just seeing him fall down to his knees and stuff in tears, rubbing his head. Yeah, like Joel Edgerton said, it's going to fuck with his mind probably for the rest of his life, not knowing if that's his child or not, especially with Rebecca Hall. His character is pretty much leaving him. So, yeah, man. Fuck it. I was going to give it a low seed, but you know what? That ending was too good for me, and I'm going to go ahead and give it a regular seed. I enjoyed the shot of this fucking film. The middle half was a little slow. I don't think Rebecca Hall's performance was as great as it could have been. I think they could have got someone better than her, if you ask me. But she did an okay job for what it was. But the suspense is here. The thrilling is there. The intensity level is raised up. The performances from Joel Edgerton and Jason Bateman are really fucking good. I thought they had some great chemistry on screen. Unlike this other movie with four people in it, which had no fucking chemistry at all. But I thought this movie effectively played possum with the audience, and then it eventually just goes into unexpected twists and turns that kind of catches you off guard unless you really follow the movie all the way through and you don't get a little bit bored from that beginning, the middle of the film. So yeah, it's definitely getting. I gotta say, this likely probably is one of the strongest actor turned to director debuts film for quite some time. Actually, I gotta say, it's probably one of the top, I don't know if I can say top five, but definitely up there in the top something, whatever it is, of actor turned director debut films. This was pretty fucking great for Joel Edgerton, and it's really gotta see him pushing the bar, setting his standards up a little bit higher, because I think the guy's an underrated actor, and I think he's fucking phenomenal. And once again, I'm giving this a fucking see it. All I gotta say is, for the love of fucking God, don't ever fuck over the nerds or weird people in your goddamn high school, because apparently they will drug your wife or girlfriend for that matter, possibly rape her, and give birth to a child that you've been waiting for that is no longer yours anymore.
It's not over.
Simon, after all these years, I was willing to let bygones be bygones.
What does that mean?
I do not know.
But it must mean something.
Hello?
Bygones be bygones after all these years.
What the hell was that?
It was big.
Gordo!
What does bygones be bygones mean?
It's over!
Simon has a full file on him. You think he's been lying to you? Just tell me what happened.
It was 25 years ago.
I have no idea who you really are.
Simon says, new house. Simon says, beautiful wife. Simon says,
you think you're done with the past, but the past is not done with you.